from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A rotating president for St. Kitts and Nevis, part of power-sharing recommendations. Mr. Clinton and Ms. Lewinsky, a Caribbean view.
I think less of her than I think less of him.
And a former rebel assesses the West Indies' chances against South Africa. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Prime ministers of the Caribbean community are considering options on power sharing in St. Kitts and Nevis. Leaders from St. Kitts, Nevis, and CARICOM are to meet in an effort to negotiate a power sharing agreement between the two islands. Politicians who support the secession of Nevis from federation with St. Kitts failed by a few percentage points to win 2/3 support in a referendum. Momentum towards power sharing has been building following last week's vote. Recommendations on power sharing were outlined by a constitutional commission chaired by Sir Fred Phillips. Debbie Ransom has been looking through some of the recommendations of Sir Fred's commission.
The recommendations range from the power-sharing relationship Nevisians now expect following their referendum vote to broader constitutional changes which could alter the very nature of the Federation's overseas ties. At present, St. Kitts and Nevis retain Britain's Queen Elizabeth as head of state. The Commission suggests that the monarchy be replaced by a presidency. That president would be nominated on a rotating basis by the Premier of St. Kitts and then the Premier of Nevis. This would follow consultation with opposition leaders on both islands and confirmation from the two island parliaments.